Okay. We got it all.
That's important. I really enjoy it.
All right. This meeting of the Board of Adjustment is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I'll be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee members introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Del Daskin.
Okay, district.
I think member at large.
Member at large.
Member at large, yeah.
Okay.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay, we don't have any minutes ready from last week, so we'll bypass that. Okay, the protocol for this evening. Administrative staff will introduce the application. Applicants or their representative will briefly introduce the request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any questions or comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for those that are wishing to speak. After all comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. Number one, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. Number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions related to the county official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that the person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after this hearing. At this time, I would ask Craig Hall to read the guidelines of the Minnesota State statutes this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please turn off all electronic devices and we will continue.
Minnesota Statute 39427, Section 7. Variances, practical difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed upon nonconformities. Variances shall be permitted when they are in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the official control and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant or the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the official control. The plight of the landowner is due to the circumstance unique to the property not created by the landowner. And the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar systems. Variances shall be granted for earth sheltering construction as defined in section 216C.06 when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district of which the property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in the granting of a variance. The condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Yep. Thank you, Craig. Okay. This evening we are going to conduct new business. No old business will be taken. At this time, would you introduce the applicant?
First applicant of new business, Millie R. Wilson, request a variance to construct a duplex dwelling on a substandard size lot to be located 20 feet from the road right-of-way, deviating from the required setback of 45 feet from the right-of-way of a township road in the Shoreline District, to be located 20 feet from the rear property line, deviating from the required setback of 40 feet, and to be at 40% impervious coverage, all requests due to lot size and setback issues.
Okay, Millie.
Well,
One of you guys.
Okay.
So Millie was the lady that I bought the property from. I'm Steve Pockle.
I'm Chloe Pockle.
Excuse me, you're Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, you want to explain what you're proposing to do and
so
why?
So I'm proposing
okay, go ahead.
There's just it's an old rundown house there right now with a couple rundown buildings. I don't know if anybody was out to the site and seen it.
Yeah.
We've done this on a couple other properties. This one connects to another piece that I have, and it's a great opportunity to improve the neighborhood. But I'd like to put a duplex there for rentals.
Okay, you're applying for a duplex? Okay, that's what it states here, pretty much black and white.
Yeah. I have a triplex right next door.
Yep.
I mean, okay. Fits in the neighborhood there. So.
I'll start this off. I've got a couple of questions.
Yep.
First of all, you want to be 20 feet from the rear property line instead of 40. Okay, that's quite egregious. Just let me speak, and then I'll give you a chance to. Okay.
No,
secondly, you're wanting to have 40% impervious coverage when the permissible allowable is 25.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're 15 divided by 25. You're 60% over what's permissible. Okay. I mean, that's, you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 20 feet from the road right away. On all three issues, you're out of bounds. And putting the coverage on this lot is going to cause hardship on some other people. I mean, where's the snow going to go? Where's the water runoff going to go? You know, yada, yada, yada. It just looks like, to me, your request is unreasonable. I don't see any hardship. You know, you're going to tear down an old building. Well, that's good. I applaud you for doing that. But at the same time, you've got to build something that's somewhat in conformance to the ordinance. I mean, being 40% out of bounds there on the impervious alone, I mean, ooh, that we've, yeah. Anyway. You want to respond to that?
So my response to that would be everything around there, whether it's new or old,
yep,
fits in those same parameters.
What we're doing here is we're taking your application,
yep,
and we're taking your application on the basis of how it fits the zoning ordinance. I'm not here to compare you to Joe or to Jack or somebody across town. I'm here to look at your application and to consider it in all fairness to you. Okay. I don't know if I answered your question, but so I speak. I don't know what the rest of the board thinks, but.
I don't know. I think it's a no-brainer. I get it. It's over, but I think he can easily mitigate the water. It's a huge improvement. It's a city. I mean, this is an in-town lot.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Being that it's Osage, it should be, no different than any city lot.
Yeah,
I think the lot should be allowed to be more coverage because the majority of the rest of them, any city lot, they're all higher than 25%. But being it's basically Osage, they don't have it as that for whatever reason. So to me, I think it's a great improvement to the city. I think it would be good for that part of the, you know, the county, and I think we should approve it.
It's a great improvement to the lot.
Huge.
Well, I'm for having an improvement. I congratulate him on making the improvement, but you still have to make your improvement within the sight of our guidelines. I mean, close. At least get close.
Well, I don't know. I think
that's what
I think. These stipulations are what we're looking at. If the city had issues, they should say something, and I don't think we saw anything from them as far as the setback from the road. You know, and in town, they're really not going to be going that fast to be, you know, if you drive on that road.
No, I get that.
I don't think the snow is going to be an issue. I know that Steve can mitigate the water. I think it's.
What are your plans to mitigate the water?
So right now, there's a lot next door that we're actually looking at purchasing as well. And all of that runs to a low spot. There's a perfect spot for all of that to run. The road right there is at a little bit of an angle, so it's going to challenge us on on the duplex. We designed the duplex to have driveways right next to each other so that they can, you know, one will go in a little bit and one will go, you know, a little bit at a downward slope. I do have a question, the back part of the lot.
Yep.
Kyle helped me with this variance, putting it together. Why are we asking for a variance on the back side?
From the rear setback?
Yeah.
Because a dwelling requires a 40-foot setback and you're only going to be 20.
Okay.
And again, see, that's just because it's of the way that that area is zoned. Exactly.
Got it. I know there was three. The one on the left, so the reason for the right side would be the west side, is it matches the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And we get good use of that space. The front is the same way. It makes our driveway less, which brings down our impervious coverage a little bit.
Right. Are you okay with putting, if a guy were to say, okay, put on the downspouts coming down, put in some type of a rain garden or French drain system?
Well, we would probably run those to the
curb and gutter.
On the west side, which is going to be the higher side, we
would
probably run those to that where we want to mitigate the water table.
On the back side.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Roger.
Yeah.
I do see an indication of a substandard lot. Is that verifiable?
Yes, it's not conforming by today's standards.
Right. I just want to make sure that.
It would have to be
larger.
Gimongously larger to accommodate the.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, and Steve, I see something about a new septic system going with this too then?
It'd be an all new septic and well.
Great. Osage doesn't have,
there's no city water.
No city water.
I realize that, but as opposed to the existing.
Well, I guarantee you that one ain't going to pass.
Well, that's what I was making sure,
The old septic is not working.
Okay.
And it's a shallow point, so.
Okay, any other questions of the applicant? Any correspondence?
Just the one I emailed you.
Okay.
Will that be read out loud or not?
Okay. No, because we've read it. We all got it. So it doesn't
even. You want it read? We will read it. Okay.
That was it.
No.
Not just Craig.
Okay. All right. No other correspondence. Any other comment from the audience? Hearing none, we'll close testimony.
I'll make a motion to approve based on the finding of the facts. I think it will put the property to very good use. I think it'd be a huge improvement to the community. I think it fits within the character of the locality. That's my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, second, Dale. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried. Congrats.
Thank you, Board.
Good luck with it.
Good to see you, Steve.
Take care. It's
coming over sometime.
Will do.
Adjourn?
Pardon?
Motion to adjourn.
Should we adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
You are. You're kind of a hurry tonight. I got
things to do.
You got things to do. Second?
Yeah. There we go.
Dave,
you're on the record.
Got a second already. First meeting. Good job. All those in favor? All right. Aye. Meeting adjourned. Okay. Steph?